愿意聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年2月14日，星期五。我们今天非常荣幸的邀请到了我们亲爱的咖啡穿着玛雅只为我们继续讲述今天的圣典博加梵歌的早课，并且聆听 Hare Krishna。 玛雅
Yes, Hare Krishna。
So please start.
Okay. Namo Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Deva Gopi Jana Bhava Girivada Dhana
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Chapter 10, Bhagavad Gita, text number 19.
博加梵歌第十章的第十九十节。
Shivagavacha antate katayishyami gujyatma vibhutaya pradanyatta kurusheshta nasyanto vistarasyame. Shivagavacha antate katayishyami divyatma vibhutaya pradanyanta kurusheshta.Nascianto Vistarasyame. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Antate Katayashami Divyatma Vibhutaya Padanyan Takshudrushesta Nascianto Vistarasyame. Okay, anyone else?
Shri Bhagavan Vacha Antate Katayashami.Divyatma Vibhutaya Pradanyata Sukrushrestha Nashyantu Vistarasyame.
Okay, word meanings. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said,
四对四 Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, 至尊人格首身说
Hanta,Yes.
Hanta, 是
Te, unto you.
Te, 向你
Katayashyami, I shall speak.
Katayashyami, 我将会说
Divya, divine.
神圣 Divya, 神圣的
He, certainly.
He, 肯定的。
Atma Vibhutaya, personal opulence.
Atma Vibhutaya, 个人的财富。
Pradhanyata, which are principal.
Pradhanyata, 主要的。
Kurushesta, O best of the Kurus.
Kuru Shastra, Kuru 族最优秀的人呢
Naasti, there is not.
Naasti, 没有。
Anta, limit.
Anta, 界限。
Vistarasya, to the extent.
Vistarasya, 长度。
May, my.
May, 我的
Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Yes, I will tell you of my splendorous manifestations, but only those which are prominent, O Arjuna, for my opulence is limitless.
译文，制作人歌手神说，好的，我就告诉你我绚丽的表示，但只是突出那一部分。因为而诸那样我的富裕无极无限。Maharaj?
The senses of the individual, yeah, the purport, Yao Tzu, by his divine grace, Bhakti Vinod Swami Prabhupada. It is not possible to comprehend the greatness of Krishna and his opulences.The senses of the individual soul are limited and do not permit him to understand the totality of Krishna's affairs. Still, the devotees try to understand Krishna, but not on the principle that they will be able to understand Krishna fully in any specific time or in any state of life. Rather, the very topics of Krishna are so relishable that they appear to the devotees like nectar. Thus, the devotees enjoy them.In discussing Krishna's opulences and his diverse energies, the pure devotees take transcendental pleasure. Therefore, they want to hear and discuss them. Krishna knows that living entities do not understand the extent of his opulences. He therefore agrees to state only the principal manifestations of his different energies. The word pradhanyata, principle, is very important because we can understand only a few of the principal details of Supreme Lord.For his features are unlimited. It is not possible to understand them all. And vibhuti, as used in this verse, refers to the opulences by which he controls the whole manifestation. In the Amarakosha dictionary, it is stated that vibhuti indicates exceptional opulence. Okay, that's one paragraph you can read.
对，要旨由释迦牟尼提供。要理解 Krishna 的伟大和富裕是不可能的。个体灵魂的感官有限，使他不能理解 Krishna 的一切。奉献者仍努力了解 Krishna， 但并不认为到了某一特定的时间或在生命的某一阶段便能够理解 Krishna。要是关于 Krishna 的话题叫人听得津津有味，在奉献者看来美如甘露，因此奉献者为之陶醉。在讨论 Krishna 的富裕和他的种种能量时，纯粹的奉献者感到超然的快乐，因此。切望聆听和讨论这些话题。Krishna 知道生物理解不了他的富裕程度，因而同意只讲他不同能量的主要展示。Pradhanyata 主要的意思，寓意深刻，因为我们只能够认识至尊主很少的主要细节。至尊主的特性是无限的，要全部理解是不可能的。这节诗中用的 vibhuti 一词指的是他控制整个展示的富裕。根据Amarakosha 的解释 ，vibhuti 指的是一种罕见的富裕。
Okay. The impersonalist or pantheist cannot understand the exceptional opulences of the Supreme Lord, nor the manifestations of his divine energy.But in the material world and in the spiritual world, his energies are distributed in every variety of manifestation. Now Krishna is describing what can be directly perceived by the common man. Thus, part of his variegated energy is described in this way.
非人格主义者或泛神论者既不了解至尊主的罕见富裕，也不了解他的神圣能量的展示。在物质世界和灵性世界里，主的能量分布在每一类展示中。现在 Krishna 正准备描述能为常人所知觉的富裕，如此主多姿多彩的部分，主多姿多彩的部分的能量就通过这方式得到了描述。
Finish?
Yes, Mark.
Yes. Om Aganata Minasya Aganata Minasya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shihi Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Amda Dati Sambhutalantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shita Padukamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sajjatam Sagana Raghunatam Vikamsam Sajivam Sadvetam Sadhutam Parijana Sai Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Alavita Shri Vishakam Vikamsa Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Vrintale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Nani Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravane Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavati Paschata Desha Panchakalpa Truvyascha Kripa Sindhuvye Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo. Okay, first step. Bhujan Prabhu had a book called Surrender to Me, and he makes little comments, so I'm going to read that.
所以呢，圣 Bhujan Prabhu 他有一本书，这本书的名字呢是《向我臣服》。那他呢就对这首诗，对这节诗呢就有一些评述，我将读这个评述。
The Krishna begins by saying "hunta," that's a form of expressing tenderness.
那首先呢 ，Krishna 他首先他先说的是 hunter， 这 hunter 他所达的意思呢是柔软的。
Krishna is so pleased by Arjuna's inquiry that he reciprocated by saying, "Hunter, yes, I will speak about my opulence."
那么因为Krishna 他非常的被 Arjuna 所取悦，所以呢，他就对 Arjuna 说呢，是我要先讲述我的富裕。
So Krishna will now describe how we may remember him when viewing the great manifestations of this world. But first he explains he's the super soul in everyone's heart.
因为 Krishna 呢，他为了要让我们能够记住他，所以说呢，他就要向我们展示他在这个在这个世界所展现出来的这种形象。但首先他跟我们讲的呢，他是超灵。
Okay, so Krishna says in the beginning we read that this is very important, this chapter.
Krishna 在You mean he's saying very important things in the first beginning of this chapter?
What he's going to speak here is especially good.
Okay, 那么Krishna 他在这一章刚开始的时候呢，就讲述了非常重要的话。
So the purport prophet says right away, it's not possible to understand Krishna.
在要旨里面呢，薛罗帕帕呢，他立刻就讲到了了解 Krishna 是根本就不可能的事儿。
So that means even Bhagavad Gita, it's not a book that you understand like we understand an ordinary book.
所以说呢，像《薄伽梵歌》这样的书，它并不是一本普通的书，我们没有办法像理解一本普通的书那样去理解它。
like people study a history book and then they say, okay, there was this war at this year and this war at that war and this virus at that time. And, you know, I think now I understand.
就比如说当我们在阅读历史书籍的时候呢，读完了以后我们就会说，哦，在这一年发生了这场战争，在那一年中发生了那个事件，然后就在某一年中呢，可能又产生了这个病毒瘟疫，那我现在呢都理解了，都明白了。
So basically we can see we can barely hardly understand so many small tiny things in this material world like a virus.
事实上呢在这个物质世界里面的很多的这些事物我们都是非常难以理解的，根本就弄不明白到底是怎么回事，比如说这个小病毒我们就搞不清楚。
Even though doctors are treating so many things, they know that there's so much they don't.
Marge, the voice is broken. I didn't hear. Could you say it again? The doctor said they know.
Even though doctors can do amazing surgeries and all kinds of things, but they know that they don't know very much about the body and everything is so complex.
Okay.
They're always learning more and more.
Okay. 那这些大夫们呢？他们可以做出很了不起的手术，但是呢，他们其实没有办法真正的理解这个躯体的复杂性，因为呢，总是有更多的可以去探求的知识，探求的领域。
And like the more they get powerful telescopes, the more they realize how much they don't know about the universe.
比如说呢，这个望远镜的倍数越大。科学家们就越加的意识到他们所知道的事物更加的浩瀚，就他们所不知道的事物是更
大。Powerful microscopes, they realize the more they don't know about even the one cell in our body.
嗯，而且呢，就这个显微镜的倍数越深呢，他们也就越加的意识到自己所不知道的事物是多么的多。即便是在身体里面的一个小细胞，也是有很多的事情可以去探求的。
So, what to speak of knowing Krishna? Because the universe is just this is one small universe, and Krishna is creating and destroying and maintaining all the millions and billions of universes.
嗯，那所以就更不要说如何去理解 Krishna 呢？因为我们现在在的这个宇宙呢，它只不过是一个小小的宇宙而已。但是 Krishna 它所创造、维系和毁灭的宇宙是有很多很多的。
So here, this chapter will get a lot of information about, you know, how we remember Krishna by seeing things in the material world.
所以呢，在这一章里面呢，会给我们很多的信息，来告诉我们如何在这个物质世界里面能够记住 Krishna。
So our senses are limited, and we can't understand everything about Krishna.
所以呢，我们的感官是非常的有限的，我们没有办法去理解关于 Krishna 的一切。
So that's, but Prabhupada is saying, still devotees they try to understand Krishna, but not they know they can't fully understand Krishna. They just want to relish hearing about Krishna.
是这个爸爸呢，他说即使这样呢，奉献者依然在努力的去了解 Krishna， 但是并不是认为自己就完全的理解 Krishna 了。而是只是本着一种要去欣赏和聆听关于 Krishna 的信息的态度去做这件事儿。
So Krishna states many times that someone gets some kind of understanding, some realization, then they worship Krishna. They understand, okay, I serve Krishna. This is what we can understand. We can't understand, you know, every detail.Krishna.
那所以呢
，we can't understand every detail about our body, but to speak of other bodies.
那所以呢，这个 Krishna 的奉献者呢，他因为他理解了关于 Krishna 的一些方面，而且呢，他也能够去品味 Krishna， 所以呢，他就做出了要去崇拜 Krishna 的决定，所以就仅此而已。 但是呢，他是没有办法真正的理解 Krishna 的，因为我们连自己的躯体都没有办法理解明白，怎么能够去理解其他的人呢？
So it says in purport that devotees enjoy this as nectar, just to hear about.
所以呢，在要旨里面呢，就讲到了，奉献者呢是在品味着这甘露，在享受着聆听关于 Krishna 的话题。
So in purport, in the computer anyway, if we click on that word nectar, then it goes to a verse from the 12th canto.
Sorry, Marge, could you say it again?
In the computer program, they put a connection to that when it, because the devotees think it was like nectar, and then it gives us a reference of the 12th canto.
Oh, okay. 就是在这个电脑的这个程序里面，因为他们是把这个就是书籍是有这种逻辑的编辑在一起的。那么在这里面呢，就给了我们一些在圣典薄伽瓦坛第十二篇里面的一些信息，然后呢来告诉我们如何能够去品味关于 Krishna 的甘露。
So this verse is chapter 12, verse 50. It's the words describing the glories of the all-famous personality of Godhead are attractive, relishable, and ever fresh.
This is Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12.
It's from the Bhagavad Gita, 12th canto.
Yeah. Which verse?
The words describing the glories of the personality of Godhead are attractive.
Okay. 那么二师刚才说呢，就是在圣典薄伽瓦坛的第十二篇里面有一个师节，那么这里面呢就描述了关于至尊人格首身的荣耀。
Relishable and ever fresh.
那么他就讲呢，就是至尊主的这个荣耀呢，它是永远永恒常新的，并且呢是非常的值得去品味的。
Indeed, such words are a perpetual festival for the mind.
事实上这样的词语呢对于心意来说是永远的节日。
And they dry up the ocean of misery.
而且呢他们会抽干痛苦的之洋。
So the devotees, Prabhupada saying in the purport, when discussing Krishna's opulences and his energies, they take great pleasure.
所以呢，在要旨里面，所以说尔帕帕在要旨里面就讲到了，当这个奉献者在聆听关于 Krishna 的这些荣耀和他的富裕的时候呢，就感到非常的有滋有味的，所以呢，就希望能够再听得更多。
So like we read a few weeks ago, in chapter 10 also, the thoughts of the devotees dwell in me and their lives are devoted to my service and they get great satisfaction and bliss. Text number 9 of chapter 10.
Yeah, 那么就在几周以前我们也讲了圣典薄伽梵歌第十章的第十十节，那这里面就讲到了，就是我的奉献者的心中呢，总想着我毕生为我做奉献服务，而且呢，他们通过交流关于我的话题，得到相互的启发，感到非常的快乐。
So at least for me, I can only pray that I can come to that stage where, like we're singing every morning, Guru, Shri Guru, Mukha Padma Bhakya.Let my mind only want to hear the words of my spiritual master.
所以呢，对于我来说，我每天都在祈祷着，让我的心意只能够去听到我的灵性导师的话。
Because, you know, just want to hear from Krishna. We have so many interests to hear so many things because of our conditioning in the material world.
所以呢我们呢就只是想要去听关于 Krishna 的话，因为我们在这个物质世界的这个条件的限制呢，是我们对于很多的事情都是被吸引的，都是感兴趣的。
So Krishna is in this verse, he's telling Arjuna I'll tell you, you know, the main things. I can't tell you everything because you won't understand anyway.
所以呢 ，Krishna 在这个时间里面就对 Arjuna 说呢，我会把我的一些主要的信息告诉你，我不可能告诉你所有的信息。
Pradhanyata, and we can understand only some of the details of the Lord because it's unlimited.
Pradhanyata 的意思呢，就是我们只能够了解关于 Krishna 的一些信息，因为 Krishna 它是无限的。
So unlimited is, how can the limited understand the unlimited? That's a good question, right?
所以它无限的，所以说作为有限的人，他怎么可能去理解无限的人呢？所以这是一个挺好的问题。
So sometimes we meet crazy people, they say, I know all about Krishna.
We know all about what?I didn't hear the last word.
Sometimes we meet crazy people. They say, I know everything about Krishna.
Okay. 那有的时候呢我们可能会遇到一些人这个人说呢我了解关于 Krishna 的一切。
But they don't know anything, but they'll say, well, I know Krishna had so many girlfriends, and Krishna did this, and Krishna did that. But they don't know Krishna.
但事实上呢他们对
Krishna。
事实上他们对 Krishna 是一无所知的，他们可能只会会说 Krishna 有多少女朋友，或者 Krishna 做了这个干了那个，但其实这并不意味着他们就了解 Krishna 了。
Even Lord Brahma, he said some people say they know you.
那么即便是主 Brahma 说呢，有些人会说他们认识你。
But he said as for myself, I don't understand you at all.
但是呢他说就连我自己都没有办法了解你。
So Lord Brahma is the most intelligent person in the universe.
那主 Brahma 呢他是全宇宙最有智慧的人。
Got special benediction from Krishna and everything. But he admits, I can't understand you. So these people that say they understand Krishna, they're foolish.
那么因为主 Brahma 呢他是从 Krishna 那儿得到特别的赐福的，但是就即便这样他都说他对 Krishna 是一无所知的，所以那些自称了解 Krishna 的人只能说蠢。Sorry, Maharaj, I didn't hear the whole thing.
Lord Brahma said to KrishnaI think even you don't know your own power and potencies.
然后主 Brahma 对 Krishna 说呢，我觉得就连您自己，您都不是非常的了解您自己所具有的所有的能力。
Because they're always increasing. So even if you do understand yourself, in the meantime, you become more great.
因为呢，就是您的力量，您的富裕是一直在不断的加深的。所以每次呢，当您了解到了这样的一个层面的时候呢，你就会变得更加的伟大。
So in the verse we're reading, there's the word vibhuti, and that means opulence.
在这个世界里面有一个词叫 vibhuti， vibhuti 的意思呢是富裕。
So then it refers to a verse later in the same chapter.Krishna says,understand that all the beautiful, opulent, and glorious things are just a spark of my splendor. The entire universe, all the wonderful things, we are fascinated by any little waterfall or beautiful flower or beautiful person or beautiful dog or anything. But even the entire thing is so wonderful. It's just a tiny spark of Krishna's opulence.
那在《博迦梵歌》第十章的第四十一十节里面呢，也提到了这一词 yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam。那这里面呢，就说的说是你要知道，一切富裕、美丽、灿烂的创造，全来自我辉煌的一闪。那其实我们可能有的时候呢，会被一些事物而震撼，比如说花啊，或者是景象啊，或者是等等。那我们就会觉得它是非常的美的，但实际上呢，这个美呢，它只不过是 Krishna 的一点一个闪的展示而已。
So we see sometimes it's a fire, like with your fire, you'll get the spark make him flying off, and it sparkles for a minute, you know, or a second, and then it's finished.
那比如说，有时候我们在火计的这个过程中呢，可以看到这个火焰里面的一些火花。可是这个火花呢，它只不过是一闪即逝而已。
Or if we see some mechanic, sometimes they're grinding something, cutting some steel, and then all kinds of sparks are coming, but they look very beautiful, but they're gone in a second.
但或者有的时候我们在这个就是看到一些机械运转的时候呢，也会摩擦出一些火花。那么这个摩擦出来的这个火花呢，看起来是很美的。但是呢，它也是一闪即逝。
So these universes, they're actually by Krishna, you know, and they're just like sparks. They just come and go so fast.
所以这个物质世界对 Krishna, 所以这个物质世界对 Krishna 来说呢，只不过是一个一闪即逝的火花而已，来了立刻又走了。
The entire life of Brahma is inconceivable to us. Just one breath of Mahavishnu.
主 Brahma 他的一生对于我们来说呢是非常的叹为观止的，但是对于 Mahavishnu 来说只不过是一个呼吸而已。
So that means the lifetime of the entire universe, all the universes. All the universes come out and come. They all the universes come out when Mahavishnu is breathing out, and when he breathes in, they come back, and then they're finished again.
Okay, 所有的宇宙都是这样的。当 Mahavishnu 一个呼吸，当他一呼的时候呢，宇宙就生了出来。但是呢，当他一吸的时候呢，又把这些宇宙都收了回去。所以都是这样，在一呼一吸中。不断的在产生很多的宇宙，但是它没有消失了。
But then we learn from Smita Vishnu or Mahan, Mahavishnu is just a portion of a portion of Krishna, far removed.
但是呢，这个 Mahavishnu 呢，它也是主 Krishna 的一个部分的部分的部分。Sir Maharaj, you mean Mahavishnu is a portion of the portion of the world?
Vishnu Mahan, Kala Vishesho, that this is Kala Vishesho, means he's just a portion of Krishna. Because first there's Balaram, and Balaram expands into the Chaturvyuha of the spiritual world, and then on and on, and finally there's Mahavishnu.
我那个正是，就是刚才跟 Krishna 马尔就确认一下，就这 Mahavishnu 它是 Krishna 的一个部分的部分的部分。那么因为首先呢 ，Krishna 它扩展出了 Balaram， 然后主 Balaram 呢，它又扩展出了这个灵性世界，然后呢，在不断的在扩展之后呢，才是这个 Mahavishnu。
That entire breath of Vishnu, which is creating and destroying all the universes, not even one blink for Krishna.
那么这位不断的去创造、维系和毁灭的 Mahavishnu 呢，它只不过是 Krishna 的一个，就是一个闪现而已。
So Krishna is controlling everything, you know, without even thinking about it. The whole material universes.
那么所以 Krishna 呢，他是在控制着所有的一切的，连想都不用想的在控制着所有这一切。
So it says that the materialist, the impersonalist, or the pantheist, they can't understand Krishna.
所以说呢，这里面就讲到了这些这个物质主义者，还有泛神论者以及无神论者，他们是没有办法理解到这一点的。
Pantheists, they think like everything is God.
那么他们这个泛神论者觉得呢，所有的一切都是神。
They don't think there's any specific God, but they just think everything is God.
他们不会有一个特定的神的概念，他们认为所有的一切都是神。
It means all God is God.
Means, sorry, Marge, I didn't hear.
That's also Mayavadi, you know, they just, everything is God, another version of Mayavadi.
OK, 那么这样的这种概念呢，这种想法呢，也是 Mayavadi 的另外一种展现。
So they can't understand, you know, the opposite of Krishna because they won't even accept that there is such a thing as personal God. They think everything's just happening by chance or it's all just a dream or whatever.
所以呢，他们根本就不能够承认在这个物质世界是有这么一个神在主宰着一切的。他们觉得所有的这一切呢，只不过就是这样发生了。
Krishna said in chapter 7, Daivyesha Gunamayi, Mama Maya Dratyaya. It's very difficult to understand this divine energy of mine.
在《薄伽梵歌》的第七章的第十四世节里面呢 ，Krishna 他就说呢，很难理解这些神性的能量。
Meaning, you know, the three modes of nature. But those who surrender to Krishna, they can understand that Krishna is behind it.
那么这些神性的能量呢，其实是物质自然的属性。那么，但是归于了 Krishna 的人呢，却能够理解这一切，因为 Krishna 他是站在所有这一切之后的支撑者。
So then as this chapter goes on, all the opulences of the Absolute, Krishna starts showing many different ways which we can try to get a little bit of understanding of it.
所以呢，在这篇，那么在这一个章节的后面呢，就讲述了很多的关于 Krishna 的各种各样的富裕，然后呢，让我们能够理解 Krishna 在这个物质世界里面的各种各样的展示。
So all that, in the next chapter, we start to get that information.
然后呢，从下面一个章节里面呢，我们开始得到这些信息。不是从下一个章节，是从下一个，是从下一个世界开始了解这些信息。
But still, you know, the ultimate end of the chapter says it's just a tiny part of its opulence.
但是呢，就在
The need is to just hear about Krishna.
OK, 那么在这一章的这个结束的时候呢，始终都谈论的是关于 Krishna 的各种各样的富裕。那我们其实不需要真正的去懂或者去理解什么，我们只需要做的事情就是去聆听就好了。
But Krishna gives all this different detailed information.But ultimately, it's to attract us to, you know, understand and want to hear about Krishna directly. That's what Srimad Bhagavatam is.
但是呢 ，Krishna 他给了我们所有的这些信息的原因呢，就是为了要吸引我们去听，然后呢去理解它，然后最后呢就愿意去理解，去接触到圣典波迦瓦坛。这就为什么我们有圣典波迦瓦坛。
Of course, the Srimad Bhagavatam gives more detail of how Krishna is creating and maintaining and destroying the material.
但是呢，这个圣典薄伽瓦坛里面呢，确实给了我们更多的一些信息，来告诉我们 Krishna 他到底是怎么来进行维系、创造和毁灭的。
And we know Krishna's incarnations and how he's above it all.He can come and go into the material world as he pleases and do whatever he wants.
但是 Krishna 呢 ？Sorry, you mean Krishna's incarnation? He's above all of the all, and he can come freely.
Krishna can incarnate in any species that he wants to, and he can come and go as he pleases. He can do whatever he wants. He's not controlled by anybody.
OK， 那么 Krishna 呢？他其实他是化身了所有这一切，而且呢，他可以自由出入，他不会被任何的事情所控制或局限。
His creation, so it's described like the spider. The spider web, if any other insect gets in there, they get stuck and they can't get out.
Sorry, Marsh, I didn't hear the thing. Could you say it again? The voice is kind of broken.
The spider makes a web.And if any other insect touches that web, they get stuck. And the more they struggle, the more they can't get out of it.
Okay. 那就比如说像这个蜘蛛，它呢就编出了一个网，但是编完网以后呢，它自己就可以离开这只网。可是呢，这只网呢就会捕捉很多的其他的昆虫。那么当这个昆虫在这只网里面越挣扎的时候呢，就会越被捆缚于其中。
So that's like us. As soon as we contact the material modes of nature, we get entangled. And the more we struggle and try to fight it, the more we get entangled.
那么就像我们，当我们一旦触碰了物质自然属性的时候呢，我们其实就被受困于其中了。那么当我们越加的挣扎，越想要和它去进行抗争的时候呢，我们就越加的被它所捆缚着。就越加的深陷于其中。
The spider creates the web. They can walk around all around the web.
但是就是编这只网的这只蜘蛛呢，它是可以自由出入于这张网的。
Similarly, Krishna, he creates and he annihilates his own cosmic manifestation. He can come and go as he pleases, do whatever.
所以呢 ，Krishna 也是如此。那么 Krishna 也是如此，他呢，创造、维系和毁灭着。然后呢，他编织了这只网，但是呢，他可以随时的出入于这只网，他不会被这只网所局限、所限制。
So this is described part of his energy, but like he says, it's just a spark of his splendor.
所以这里面呢，就描述了他的能量的一部分。但是就像这里面所讲的，只不过是它的一闪而已，是一个它的火花。
So if we go to the end of the chapter, in the last two verses, they explain that. One I already read. This is all but a spark of understanding.
如果我们要是看到这一章的末尾的世界的话呢，就可以读到这一点。你要知道，一切富裕、美丽、灿烂的创造，全来自我辉煌的一闪，只不过是 Krishna 的一个火花。
So in the last verse, he says, "What need is there of all this detailed knowledge?"
所以在最后一个时间里面呢 ，Krishna 就说到了，知道这一切细节又有什么用呢
？With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support the entire universe.
我只用了我的一小部分，就足以遍及和维系整个宇宙。
So. But still, he gives this knowledge. But then he says, you know, the real thing is to just hear about Krishna. We can't understand, but relish.
Krishna 呢，他虽然给了我们这些信息，但是呢，他说我们只需要做的事情呢，就是去聆听关于 Krishna 的信息就好了。我们不需要去理解，我们只需要去品味。
It's like one devotee came to Lord Chaitanya and he said, I've written an interpretation of the holy name and I want you to read it.
一位奉献者来到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的面前说呢，我读了关于圣名的解释，那现在我想请您来帮我解释一下。 您来读一下。
And Lord Chaitanya said, no, 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 I only know Govinda, Gopal. It is Krishna. The holy name is Krishna. You can't explain it. It's Krishna.
然后朱彻丹尼马巴布说呢，朱彻丹尼马巴布说呢，其实我只知道 Govinda, Gopal, 他们是 Krishna, 你是只要去品味这个圣名就好了，而这个圣名呢是不可以被解释的，是无从解释的。
Should be the more and more that we hear, the more we chant, the more we just want to chant more. That's the real reward of chanting.
那如果我们要是听圣名、念诵圣名更多的话呢，我们希望做的事情呢，就是更多的去聆听和品味以及唱诵圣名。那么这个呢，也是圣名所给我们的回报，就是更多的去念诵它，更多的去品味它。
Okay, so we'll stop for questions. Are the devotees in Beijing also?
Yes, Maharaj. Yes, yes, here is a question from Pri and Easy Mataji. 感恩老师和翻译。我们用物质的感官和想法无法真正的了解 Krishna。那要指中说，在讨论 Krishna 的富裕和他的种种能量时，纯粹奉献者感到超然的快乐。因此，切望聆听和讨论这些话题。这是不是也是一种感官享乐呢？佛家梵歌说我们都是边缘能量，是不是只有我们把物质的感官和灵性的能量相连接的时候才能够感到真正的快乐，我们怎么才能够获得这种快乐呢？ Maharaj, thank you very much. We are using our material sense and the way of thinking, cannot really understand the Lord. However, in the purport it said that, while we are discussing the opulence,and all kinds of energies of the Lord, the pure devotees, they can feel the transcendental bliss. And in that case, they started to desiring of hearing and discussing all of those topics around about the Lord. Is this all also a kind of a sense gratification? And in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that all of us are the marginal energy. So does that mean that only we connected our material senses with the spiritual energy, then we can feel or relish the real happiness? But how can we obtain that type of happiness?
Hare Krishna. Well...we have, you know, the soul has senses also.
这灵魂它是有感官的。
So whoever is asking that question, it sounds like she may have studied Buddhism.
Okay, Free and Mataji, Free and Easy Mataji. Mar 说呢，就是问这个问题的奉献者，听起来好像是修，就是对佛教是有理解的。
So sometimes Buddhists will say that even if you're feeling the happiness of thinking about Buddha or being with Buddha in the spiritual world, that's still sense gratification. But no, that's spiritual sense gratification. It's for Krishna's pleasure.
因为呢，就是有的时候这个佛教徒他们就会说，就是和这个佛在一起，以及和这个比如说和这个佛在一起。在 Mara Shiva said that the Buddhist said that
if we say we're relishing, we want to go to the spiritual world and be with Krishna and enjoy, they say, well, that's sense gratification. You have to become nothing. Give up everything.
Okay. 那么就是因为这个佛教的这个理念，有的时候就会想，如果要是我们想要去品味 Krishna， 然后并且呢想要和 Krishna 在一起，然后去到这个灵性世界，那他们会认为这个也是一种感官享乐，因为他们理解的这种概念呢，就是一切都归一，一切都归空。但是呢，这并不是感官享乐，而这是灵性的感官享乐。
And Mayavadis, anyone will say that. you know, that you're just trying to enjoy. But that's our nature. The soul is part and parcel of Krishna, associated with Krishna. The soul has eyes, nose, ears, and mind and everything, but you're supposed to be thinking of Krishna. That's real sense gratification. That's the real thing.
那么这个假象中呢，有的时候呢也说我们不能够去享乐，但事实上呢，这个享乐是灵魂的本性，就是这个灵魂它是也是有眼睛、有鼻子、有嘴巴、有感官的。那么当他在和 Krishna 在一起的时候呢，他其实是非常的快乐的。那么这是他一种想要去快乐、去品味的这种本性。
Okay.So the soul is not just some nothing or dead thing. But in the spiritual world, like in this chapter, Krishna is describing the beautiful things of this material world. But that's nothing. In the spiritual world, we can't imagine how beautiful the flowers and the people and the, everything is in the spiritual world compared to here. There's no way to even compare. This is a perverted reflection. It's like a dirty mirror.
这个灵魂呢，它是会，它是这灵魂，它是很活跃的，它是会去做各种各样的事情的，而且呢，它在这个灵性世界呢，它也是会再去这个乐在其中的。那么我们在今天的这个世界里面呢，也读到了，就是在这个物质世界，它是非常的就是有。各种各样的这种美妙的这种地方的，但是呢，在灵性世界的这种美妙和展示呢，是怎么说呢？就是说这个灵性这个物质世界的这种展示，它只不过是灵性世界的一个美妙的这个倒影而已。嗯。
So if you're looking in a dirty mirror, you're looking through dirty eyeglasses, you see things, but you don't see.properly.
所以呢，如果你要是从一片就是挺脏的这个玻璃上，或者是从一个脏了的这个镜面上去看东西的话，你只能够看到这个景象的一部分，你是没有办法看到这个景象的原本的样子的。
All right, I know. I remember we used to go to some carnival and they had these crazy mirrors.Where one way you'd look really tall and skinny, and the next one you'd look really fat, and the next one you'd look really short. So the material world is like that. It's a reflection of the spiritual world. It's not proper. We're just seeing a tiny little idea of reality.
那在这个嘉年华的游乐场里面呢，我们有时候会遇到哈哈镜。那在哈哈镜里面呢，我们所看到的就是各种各样的很奇怪的景象，有的特别高，有的特别矮，然后有的还是这种被扭曲的这种景象。那么这个物质世界它所展现出来的其实就是灵性世界的一个扭曲了的一个景象，它并不是对灵性世界的全面的展示，并不是我们能够所看到的全面的展示。
Okay. Now I was going to ask the question, are the devotees in Beijing, are not just the devotees, but is everybody told to just stay home and not go out of their house and everything? Or, I know some cities in China are like that.
Yeah, right now it's not only Beijing, it's around the whole country is like that.
Yeah.
妈儿刚才问，就是在北京的这个人，不仅是奉献者，是不是所有的人现在都被禁足，不能够出门了，都得在家里面待着？他说呢，之前他知道一些其他的城市是这样的。我说现在不仅是北京，现在全国都是这样的一种状态。But Marge, free and easy question. The second part, he's asking that how can we obtain that genuine happiness? 就是。Free and easy
mind,
那我们怎么能获得这样的通过休息 Bhakti 瑜伽
We can't just buy it immediately. We have to practice and get purified by taking up the process of Bhakti Yoga and surrendering to the spiritual master. And then gradually, then Krishna says, Tesham Satyati Yuktanam, Satyatam Priti Purukam. He gives a knowledge.
我们呢实际上是不可能一下子就能够得到这个快乐的，那我们是需要通过 Bhakti 瑜伽的奉爱休息的 程序，通过像灵性导师的皈依，我们才能够慢慢的、逐渐的被净化。之后呢 ，Krishna 他才会把这个知识赐给我们。
So that's the thing. We chant Hare Krishna. We chant around, follow the regular principles, try to serve devotees. We read the Bhagavatam. We do whatever we can within the guidance of the spiritual master, and then we get the mercy. By mercy, we can get this. And the mercy is we try to serve.
所以呢，我们在灵性导师的指导之下，竭尽全力的去做我们应该做的事情。比如说，我们念诵圣名，我们阅读圣典不加瓦坛，我们和奉献者联谊。那当我们竭尽全能去做这些事情的时候呢，我们就能够得到仁慈了。那么在这种仁慈之下呢，我们才能够变得快乐。
We can't make some kind of trick or something, you know, and just get it right away.
所以呢，我们不可能用。所以呢，我们不可能因为就耍了一些花招，然后呢，我们就一蹴而就的得到了这个结果。但是也有些人呢，由于他得到了一些特别的仁慈，所以呢，他是能够很快得到的。但是我们首先要做的事情呢，是先要皈依，先要臣服。
Rupa Goswami says in the nectar.Instruction, utsahan nischayat dairyat. We have to be enthusiastic for service, chant.
所以呢，Rupa Goswami 在《奉爱的甘露》里面就讲到了，首先呢，我们要在非常的热情的心态下去做服务，要念诵。
Then one has to.Keep at it because sometimes there's difficulties, lots of difficulties in the material world.
而且呢，我们要不断的去做，因为有的时候呢，我们在这个物质世界里面呢，就会遇到各种各样的困难和麻烦。
And then we have to be patient. That's the most important. Can't be in a big hurry.
And then, 最重要的一点就是我们必须要有耐心，我们不能够特别的着急。
Just carry on, never give up.
然后呢，要继续，不要放弃。
All right, got it.
Okay. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, thank you. So the next question is from Yamuna Tira Mataji, 顶拜咕噜的莲花族。一切都是 Krishna 的创造和展示，在一切中看到 Krishna 和泛神论有什么不同呢？Please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet. So, everything is the creation of the Lord. Everything is a manifestation of the Lord. We can see everything. We can see Krishna in everything.So how this is different with the pantheist about they're saying everything is the Lord.
Yep, they're not saying it. They think that God is everything. They don't have an idea of the personal God. Just everything is God.
那么这个泛神论者呢，他们说所有的一切都是神，但他们其实并不是非常的理解到底谁是神，神是怎么回事。
So there is a saying, you know, like it says, Krishna is everything, but everything is not Krishna.
所以呢，就是有一个这么著名的一个说法，就是Krishna 是一切，但并不意味着一切都是 Krishna。
So someone will say, well, I love my dog, so that's the same as loving God. Because that's like pantheism. I love nature, you know. But that's not understanding Krishna.
那比如说有人他可能就会说我爱我的狗，我像爱狗一样爱着神。那么这个其实就是泛神论的这种理解，因为他其实并不知道神到底是谁，而且他也不知道这个神的本性是什么。
In the sense that everything is Krishna's energy, then everything is Krishna. But Krishna is the energetic.
从某种意义上来说呢，一切都是Krishna， 因为一切呢都是 Krishna 的能量，但是呢 Krishna 它是这一切能量的发源地。
Okay, does that help?
Yes. Okay, so the next question
is,
again, yeah.
Why Prabhupada, when he was first preaching, he spoke so much against Mayavadi, and nobody knew what Mayavadi was, and then they finally realized we're all Mayavadis, because all the spiritual, so-called spiritual teachings we ever read were just Mayavadi.
那也就为什么当时帕帕他开始在进行传教的时候呢，他说了很多的就是关于反对 Mayavadi 的话。那么当时我们其实并不知道 Mayavadi 假象宗到底是什么，但是后来呢，我们就发现其实我们大家都是 Mayavadi， 因为我们其实并不知道这个神到底的这个具体的概念是什么，就觉得一切都是神。
Okay.
Yes.
Bhagavad Gita teaches.
No, Maharaj, there are two more questions. Do you have time?
Okay. Yeah, a few minutes.
Yeah.那下一个问题呢，是来自于 Free and Easy Mataji 的感恩老师和翻译。在这个是物质世界是 Krishna 的物质能量的火花，我们是 Krishna 灵性能量的火花，我们可以这么说吗？那我们是怎么变成边缘能量的呢？感谢您。This material world is a little spark of Lord Krishna's material energy.And we are the spiritual energy of Lord Krishna. Can we understand in that way? If that is a way to understand it, but how can we become the marginal energy? Thank you very much.
We are the marginal.
实际呢，我们是边缘的。
Krishna said in chapter 7, He describes the gross elements, and he says, but there's another energy, which is the living entities who are struggling with it, trying to enjoy. So the marginal means we can either serve Krishna or we can serve Maya. We have choice.
那在《薄伽梵歌》的第七章里面呢， Krishna 他首先呢，他在描述着所有的这些粗糙的物质。然后
海报，
哎，咱从什么时候开始断的呀？
哎呀，断了大概有五六分钟了吧。
就是说
你回答那问题，估计就是干脆没听见。
那就哪道题？马二在打哪道题的时候就没听见呀？
就是那个富瑞安的 Easy 的那个灵性，就边缘能量的那个。
OK, Maharaj, sorry. Actually, when you answer the question from Free and Easy about the marginal.Energy, 但这个灵性能量的，这边缘能量的，这不是非常理解的吧？我看看啊，
就是怎么变成边缘能量的吗？
OK, Marsh, sorry, are you there? We got disconnected when you answered the question about how we become marginal.So,
we are already marginal. That's our nature. Our nature is marginal because we can choose to be spiritual or material.
对不起大家啊，那现在请马二再重新再说一遍，就是说呢，我们的本性是边缘的，因为我们可以去选择自己是处于灵性的还是处于物质的状态。Marge?
Yeah. Yes. Haribol.
Yes. So, that's it. Okay. Okay, well, let's just say the next question. The next question is from Yamuna Tiramadaji. 顶拜 Guru 的莲花族，一切都是 Krishna 的创造和展示，在一切看到 Krishna 和泛神论有什么不同？ Okay, well, this is a question you have already answered, but they didn't hear it, so you need to say it again. It's about that the Lord Krishna is the creation and the manifestation of everything, and we can see Krishna from everything. However, how is it different with the panpsychism? Panpsychism.
Can you ask again?
Yeah, because the question is what you answered just now is about that because Krishna is everything. We can see everything from the Lord. However, the pantheism is also saying about everything is the Lord.So,
everything is God, but they think everything is God, so they don't worship it. They don't accept a separate God. But Krishna, everything is the energy of Krishna, but it's not Krishna.
Yeah. 那么这个泛神论他理解的呢是一切都是神，但是呢他其实并不了解神到底是谁，而且呢他并不理解这个神是谁之后呢，他就没有办法，他就没有去崇拜神。那么所有的一切呢，都是神的能量。
That's the thing. Everything is Krishna is everything, but everything is not Krishna. So these kind of people, my bodies are, I worship my dog, I worship my baby, I worship the, you know, whatever, and that's the same. But no, it's not the same.Because it's Krishna's energy, it's not Krishna.
那么大家呢，就这个泛神论者呢，他会觉得好像就是我爱我的狗，我爱我的家人，那么就像爱神一样，但其实不是这么回事儿，因为这个神是需要去，就是神是要崇拜的。但是呢，他并没有像，这个崇拜神一样，他并不能像这个像崇拜神一样去崇拜他的这个所有的这一切。
All right.
Yes. So the Radhananda Maharaj's question, we feel that as we have been practicing the highest spiritual practice, However, our spiritual life hasn't been got awakened yet, but we have been covered more. Actually, we meet the more painful end of it. How can we let the aspiring practitioners to...very carefully to avoid all kinds of unpredicted tragedies.
We can't avoid unpredicted tragedies. Just like the virus. Can't avoid it.
现在回答的是 Radhananda Maharaj 这个问题啊，就是说呢，我们实际上是不可能摆脱各种各样的不测的，我们也没有办法避免这些不测，比如说现在的这个病毒。
Dukkhalayam Shastitam, this material world Krishna has created it is temporary and miserable.
因为呢 ，Krishna 他创造了这个物质世界，这个物质世界呢，它本来就是痛苦的，而且是短暂临时的。
So we have to learn to change our attitude to all the.Ups and downs, and that's why we say, read the Bhagavad Gita, read the Bhagavad Gita, read the Bhagavad Gita, because it answers all these questions again and again and again.
所以说呢，我们就要，所以呢，我们就需要去改变我们的态度，改变我们对待所有遇到的这些问题的心态。 那就为什么我们反复的跟大家说呢，要不断的去阅读薄伽梵歌，不断的去阅读薄伽梵歌，因为在读这个薄伽梵歌之后呢，就能够告诉我们如何去摆脱这样的心态。
Okay, I have to go now. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Guru 说他现在必须要 Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Maharaj,
here's one more question. Can you hear it? Can you answer it? One more.
Well, let's hear it. But if it's one of these questions that just, you know, is things where they don't read Bhagavad Gita, it's frustrating.
Okay. So the last thing, Marge, the last thing is not a question, but this Mataji just answered your question you asked earlier about the situation of China. She is saying that, 在中国很多城市都是不被禁止出门，而是大家主动自愿少出门，没有事情要办就坚决不出门。Okay, she is saying that in China, many cities, they are not forbidden, people are not going out.As a matter of fact, people just voluntarily stay at home. If they don't have anything, need to go out desperately to handle, they just stay at home instead.
They don't go to work or anything?
I think many of the people right now work at home. They haven't been, you know, openly to go to the office to handle their works yet.
What about the shopping centers and all those things?
所以猫儿就问，那大家不需要去买菜吗？就是这个商店都关门了吗？ Some of the shopping center has been shut, especially for those areas that find the diseased patients.
Okay, well, you have to tolerate it. If you have to stay home, you have much more time for chanting and hearing. Hopefully take advantage of it.
对呀，我说呢，就是有些这个商店可能关门了，特别是如果发现有病人的这个地方，有些商店就关门了。那马尔说呢，那我们就必须要容忍现在的这种状态，而且呢，如果我们要是都待在家里边的话，那我们就有更多的时间来念诵、读书、来品味关于 Krishna 的话题了。
Okay, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Thank you very much.百官的知音，服务员一聆听。那我们今天早课呢就到此结束了，非常非常的感谢咖啡陈志玩为我们的精彩讲述和对于问题的耐心解答。然后呢也很感谢萨提妈的吉，非常感恩所有的奉献者。那在这里呢我和大家来道一个歉，因为今天早晨各种各样的这种状态导致了今天的这个讲课就被这就被播出的非常的断续，而且也很不理想。所以呢我非常对不起大家，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常安全的美妙的具有 Krishna 知觉的周五。 Hare Krishna。